Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Moore is here, too. Stephen is the original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us more than 20 years now, almost since the beginning. Those of you who pay attention to what's going on, you know Steve has been in the news a lot lately. He was President Trump's nominee for the Fed. And almost got there, but not quite, and no responsibility on him, that's for sure. Distinguished visiting fellow at the Institute for Economic Freedom, and he's the author of a number of books, including his last one, Trumponomics, co-author of that outstanding book, and he's our good friend Steve Moore. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, as always. Good job on Maria yesterday on Fox Business. That was a great job you did there.
Well, thank you. I love Maria Bartiromo. She's the real pro. And by the way, I'm sorry, I'm a little hungover because I'm watching the Nationals game. So I was up late last night.
Me too.
Up game 7 tonight.
Me too. I've been a National League fan for my whole life since my cousin played for St. Louis. Hey, Steve. Let's talk about the Fed. First, let's talk about what they're doing and what they're probably going to do. Yesterday they met. Today they're meeting. This afternoon they're going to announce. They will release their decision about what to do with interest rates. What do you think they're going to do?
I'd be very shocked if they did not cut rates. Look, we have, in my opinion, we have a shortage of dollar liquidity in the economy right now, and that's held back growth. By the way, in the next day or two, we're going to get the third quarter GDP number, and that's going to come in around 2 to maybe 2.5%. That's okay. It's decent, but we want to be closer to 3%. But the economy has been held back a little bit by the trade dispute, obviously, with China, but also the Fed has been too tight now for the last year.
Right. Steve, we're losing you. Yeah. Are you there, Steve?
See, we're leaving better now.
Yeah. Go ahead. You were talking about the
I'm just saying the Fed needs to cut rates. I believe they will do so. And there's not enough dollar liquidity in the economy right now, and that's a big problem. And that can be solved by the Fed. Look, we're the one country that's growing in the world today.
Right.
None of the other countries are seeing growth, and so. There's a big demand for dollars, and the Fed needs to accommodate that. And I don't see a whiff of inflation out there anywhere in the economy.
No, there's not. No, there isn't. No, you're exactly right. If you think about it, I got thinking about this this week. Their two mandates are basically non-issues. Full employment is their mandate, and low inflation, well, actually managing inflation. They don't have to manage inflation. In fact, you and I both know the marketplace has taken that mandate out of their hands. Technology, productivity, so many different parts of the supply chain, efficiencies, just-in-time inventory, all those things have neutralized inflation. And so they don't have to worry about that. We've got a full recovery. But this is an example where the Fed really is – the global central bank, isn't it?
There's no doubt about that. I mean, look, the dollar is the world currency right now, no question. Every other country plays off the dollar. And, when you've got – I've seen estimates of anywhere between 10 and 20 trillion dollars of negative interest rate bonds out there, that's a sign of deflation.
That's right.
And, you're exactly right, by the way. This reduction in prices, because you and I – are old enough to remember, in the late 70s, early 80s, when we had, 14 and 15% inflation. Now we have inflation rates that are, barely, 1.5% right now. And so it's the opposite problem. And I think the Fed will make the right decision today, and they will cut rates. That'll help the market a little bit.
But that'll only get it down to about one and a half. They're getting dangerously close again to having no bullets in their weapon, aren't they?
Well, wait, if I'm talking about the inflation rate. By the way, the Fed is what the Fed is doing right now, much more important than lowering rates, which it will do, is it's injecting money into the economy in the overnight funds as a way. Because, look, the banks are literally running out of, you know, cash to disperse. And so, you know, you've got to inject money into the economy. The other thing the Fed has to do, I don't want to get too technical, they have to stop paying interest rates on banks' reserves. That's encouraging banks to hold on to money rather than to lend it out. And, of course, lending the lending of the money by banks is how you get the money multiplier effect. That's how you
I want to ask you about the shadow banking repo market, which you alluded to a minute ago in the next segment. I want you to help us with that. But back to the interest rates and the injecting the money, what you just said about them putting money in the economy, isn't that more QE?
Yeah, it is. Well, there's a lot of ways you can do this, Jim. Jim, you can put money into the economy in a number of ways. One is by lowering the federal funds rate. Another is by QE, where the Fed is essentially buying up assets.
Right.
And the third way to do that, maybe the most effective way to inject money into the economy, is for the Fed to stop paying interest rate on bank reserves.
Yeah. You know,
that never happened until 2009.
Uh-huh.
When the Fed started paying interest rates on banks to just hold on to money, and when the interest rates are so low, a lot of banks are just deciding, hey, we're not going to lend out the money, we're just going to hold on to it and get an interest rate from the Fed, because the Fed rate, you know, the rate they're paying on you know, overnight funds now is lower than
they just adjust their operating costs to that return, and that way they just sit there and hang on safe and sound, don't they?
But look, I mean, I don't want to deflect too much from the positive picture here. I mean, we have today in the United States, Jim, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, the lowest interest rates in 50 years, and the lowest inflation rate in 50 years, and the biggest wage gains in 20 years. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a booming economy.
Steve, out here on Main Street, small businesses have never seen anything like this before.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, you know, this is the Trump effect. It's the reason why Trump is going to get reelected, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe people don't – I don't always agree with, you know, some of the things he says or does in terms of, you know, some of his actions or his tweets. But, my goodness, I mean, this is a guy who really has turned around the American economy.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I need your website, please.
My website is heritage.org. You can get all my material there.
Heritage.org, that's the Heritage Foundation, folks. His new book is called, co-authored of the new book, Trumponomics, Inside the American First Plan to Revive Our Economy. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve if the Fed has lost their way. Have they lost their way? And is it a good thing that they're so beholden to Wall Street? After the break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.